Okay, today is Daf Tamach Tadik He of the Sechtas Bal Metzia. I'm going to try as much as we can to do Tadik He and to get halfway down Tadik Vav. So we do 1.5 today and 1.5 Friday. That's my goal. The way to do that is to start right now. Okay, we're on the fourth line on Tadik He Amid Aleph. Gneva Va'aveda B'Shoel Minolam. How do we know that a Shoel is Chayv in Gneva and Aveda? We know that a Shoel is Chayv in everything. How do we know that? So, how do you know that? So the Gemara says, V'chitema nelef mishavura umesa. Well, learn it out of shavura umesa. You're chayv if you break something, and you're chayv if it dies. Right? As the pasuk says, V'im yishal ish me'im reyehu. You borrow something from your friend, V'nishbar omes. Right? And it breaks or it dies. Ba'alav ein imo, and the owner's not with him. If the owner's with him, you're not chayiv. We'll get to that later. Shile mishal, you have to pay. So just like you have to pay for that, you have to pay for gnei va'aveda. What's the difference? Right? So the Gemara says, no. Mal shvur umesa. Shvur umesa are different. You know why? You can't undo that. The reason why you're chayiv, says the Gemara, by shvura and mesa, is because once it breaks, once an animal breaks a leg, you can't undo that. It's not going to heal. Not in those days, it wasn't. And then once it dies, it's dead. Just because an animal got stolen, maybe you're going to find it. Maybe you're going to recover it. Just because an animal got lost, maybe you're going to find it. Right? Tomar b'gnei v'aveda, the efshal l'metrech v'asuyeh, hire police, hire investigators, and he'll go find it. That can't be the makar. That is shoel is chayiv in gnei v'aveda. Ella ki hadatanya. It must be from the following braisa. It says in the Torah, v'nishbar umeis, right? V'nishbar umeis. Ainly ella shavura umesa. That's true, good, I know that a shoel is chayiv in shavura and mesa. Gnei v'aveda minayin. How do I know a shoel is chayiv in gnei v'aveda? Amar te kal v'chomer. I'll tell you kal v'chomer. Uma shomer sachar. A shomer sachar. Shepater b'shavura umesa. He's putter in that, if that happens. It's a hired watch. When an animal dies, it's not chayiv for that. Nevertheless, chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda, a shomer tzachar is chayiv in gneiva v'aveda. How do you know that? It's a pasuk. It's beferish. So too, shoel shechayiv b'shavura umesa, a shoel is chayiv on so much worse, so much more machmir, ein odin shechayiv b'gneiva v'aveda. Shouldn't he be chayiv in gneiva v'aveda? Kalvachomer. Not only that, says the Gemara, v'zehu kalvachomer she'en alav tshuva. This is a kalvachomer that's so rock solid. It's so rock solid, you can't even have a tshuva on this kalvachomer. This kalvachomer is rock solid. Don't even ask me questions. My ain alav tshuva. What does that mean? Don't ask me questions. What question were you wanting to ask? What question were you thinking of asking? Here's the question I was thinking of asking. V'chitev ikal avifrach. I can ask the following question. Ma l'shomer tzachar. Shomer tzachar is different. Shomer Tzachar is different. In a certain sense, it's not more Mekel. It's more Machmer. Why? Shekei Meshad Shomei Keifa B'Torah Tain Is Gana B'Torah Tain Is the Mezuyin. A Shomer Tzachar pays Keifel if he Torah Tain Is Listed Mezuyin. What does that mean? That means he comes and says, there was an armed robbery. I'm a Shomer Tzachar. I'm a hired watchman. I'm watching your stereo. A guy walks in, armed robbers, a gang of them, and they come, they put a gun to my head, and they stole the stereo. We learned many times over, you're not chayiv for that if you're a shomer tzachar. That's really like an ones. Now, let's say it turns out you had it all along. You stole it. If all that happens, you swear there was a gang of thieves who came with armed robbery at gunpoint and stole from you, and then it turns out you're a liar, you have it in your own house. You stole it yourself. The halacha is you pay kefel. A shoel never pays kefel. Why? Because if a shoel says it was listed mezuyim, chayav right on the spot. It's not an out. He's chayav in everything. It's not an out. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? You see from here that a shomer sachar, in a way, is more machmir. And the kalvachomer is not a good kalvachomer. Oh, the Gemara is going to answer that. Now, just before I get to that, the Rashba says, even though really, if you want to go, really, a shomer sachar is not more machmer than a shoal. If you put a shomer sachar on one side of the scale and a shoal on the other side of the scale, shoal is much more machmer. Happens to be you found one thing, one nekuda, one case out of 50 cases where a shomer sachar is more machmer. Right? Is that a reason to this? Right? Shoal is much more machmer than a shomer sachar. Let's get real. You found one quirk where shomer sachar is more machmer. The etzem dinim are not true. It's not true. Shoal is much more machmer. Shoal is chayiv in everything. Are you fine? You found one. And by the way, the shoal is chayiv in list of mezuzot. It's not chayiv kefil. Right? You found one thing where it's such a hair splitting. Right? So the Rashi says hagam shoal be'etzem chamor mishomer sachar. Shoal is much more machmer. Shaharei hu chayiv ba'onsin. Chayiv in onsin. What's a chayiv in onsin? That's no one else is chayiv in onsin. Lightning hits it, you chayiv? Yeah, by a shoal, you chayiv. Nevertheless, mikol makom ef shalom ladis chiyuva b'gnev aveda mishomer sachar akal, mishum sheyitochen. I could say the following. Shekishim shal inyan toin tainas listim mizur achmir ha-torah, al shomer sachar, af shehu kal. Yeah, you're right. Shomer sachar is much more kal. But when it comes to listim mizur, it's machmir. V'al shoel hachomor, and the shoel, who's so machmir, lo hachmir b'zeh, here there was not to machmir. Therefore, kach gam l'inyan gneva v'aveda, so too gneva v'aveda, I could say, just because a shomer sachar is chayiv, would not make a shoal chayiv. That's my potential pircha. Says the Gemara, afilu hachi, karen of the shoel, the karen of a shoel, paying karen, without having to swear, is adifa, is better than a shomer sachar, who the only way he's paying kefil is if he swears. He swears that it was armed robbers, and it turns out it's in his living room. Right? Ibai Seima, or I can give you another answer. Kosovar, this person could hold list of Mizuyim Goslin who? A list of Mizuyim is a Goslin. Therefore what? Right? Not even a Ganif. And the Shomer Sacher would not be Chayef Kefil if it was Toin Tainas list of Mizuyim. Because Kefil's only on Gineva. Okay? Next. Ashkecha and Lechiyav. I just found you a makar that a shoel is chayiv in geneva v'aveda. How is a shoel chayiv in geneva v'aveda? Again, it's a kal v'chomer for shomer sachar. If a shomer sachar is potter and mesa and shvura and it's chayiv in geneva v'aveda, kal v'chomer is shoel. That's to make a shoel chayiv. Liptur minolon. How do I know that a shoel is potter in geneva v'aveda if the bailov is there? We know, we said it yesterday, there's a patur, we don't know why, there's a patur, if the baal is there with the shoel, then the shoel's not chayiv. What's the shoel not chayiv on? So now the Gemara says, well, how do I know the shoel's not chayiv on Geneva Vaveda? In other words, I borrow your lawnmower. And while I'm by the Simcha, can I borrow your lawnmower? Also, if you have 15 minutes to help me out with it? And you say, yeah, no problem. If I borrow your lawnmower, and then I say, by the way, I need your lawnmower for a few minutes. Also, can you come also for 15 minutes? Help me out with my lawn? And you say, yeah, no problem. And then I'm mowing the lawn, we turn around, someone swipes it. I'm not going to be chayiv. Why? You're sitting there. What's the reason for that? We don't really have a reason. So how do I know that's true on Geneva Vaveda? Right, we're going to have machlokas about pshia. What is a pshia? What if it's pshia? I'm with you, and we're mowing the lawn, and I say, oh, it's not really going good. And you say, yeah, well, do this. It's a total pshia. Am I still potter? Just because he's sitting there. So, we're going to get to that. That's a machlokas. But Geneva Veda is no machlokas. Everybody agrees the shoal is potter. How do you know? So the Gemara says, what about shavura umesa? What about shavura umesa? Ma shavura umesa. When it comes to shavura umesa, I'm sorry, that's the answer already. The pasuk says that a shoel is potter. The pasuk says that a shoel is potter by shvura umesa. Right? The pasuk says, I'll read it again. V'chiyishal ish mi'imriyehu, if you borrow something from your friend, v'nishbar omes, and it gets broken or dies, baal of aim imo, the baal's not there, and if the baal is there, you're not chayav. But the baal's not there, then shalem mishalem, you have to pay. The very next pasuk says, in baal of imo, if the owner's there, lo yishalem, you don't have to pay. Right? You don't have to pay. So by Shavur and Mesa, you for sure don't have to pay. Says the Gemara, that should be a makar for Gneva Vaveda. A Shawel's potter. If the Baal's there by Shavur and Mesa, he should also be potter by Gneva Vaveda. Why not? Says the Gemara. Now, Mal Shavur Mesa, Shekin Onis. That's an Onis. All of a sudden, I borrow your cow, and I also ask you, by the way, can I borrow you too? Can you help me out for a few minutes? And you say, yes, sure, no problem, I'll be right over. And you come over with the cow, and I work, the cow just dies. Right? It's not a Mesa Machamas Malacha, let's say. I'm Potter. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's because it's an Onis. Who said the same thing you'd be Potter if there's a robbery? Who said? Right? Says the Gemara. That can't be a raya. Ella, listen to this. Ella gomar mishomer sachar. You learn it out of a shomer sachar. That what? That if a shomer sachar is gneva vaveda and the baal's there, shomer sachar is potter. So too a shoal is going to be potter. Oh, the shomer sachar gufin minolam. How do we know that? How do we know that that's true by shomer sachar? Right? Says the Gemara, Shomer Sachar Gufa Bin Olam, Gemiri, so how do we know that? We learn out of Shoel. Gemiri, Chiyuva de Shomer Sachar, Mi Chiyuva de Shoel. We learn out of Shoel. Mash, Lahalam, Bebailam, Potter, just like by a Shoel. The Baal's Potter. I'm sorry. Ma, Lahalam, Bebailam, Potter, just like by a Shomer Sachar. If the Baal's there. I'm sorry. Just like by a Shoel. If the Baal's there. Potter, you're Potter. Afkat, so to hear, Bibalim, Potter. If the Baal's there, you're Potter. Does that make any sense? No, it's completely circular. Right? Says the Gemara, B'mai Gomar. What kind of limit is this? E B'ma Motzinu. If it's a Ma Motzinu. Right? In other words, we're learning out one from the other. Ikalim Mechid Barchinan. I can ask, like I've already asked, which is, Shkinonis. It's not fair to take you chayev in that. The only reason why you're putter by Shavur Umesa, it's an ones. Same question we had before. Ela Amar Kra, you're right, it's a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? V'chi yishal, and when you will borrow, Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon, the Vav connects the previous topic. The previous topic was a Shomer Sachar. The pasuk right before Shoel was talking about a Shomer Sachar. And what did the Torah say? And if you borrow. And we know that if you borrow, you're out, you have a heter if the Baal's there. So too, the din of Baal of Emo applies to Shomer Sachar as well. The Yilmod Elyon Mitachton, and I will learn Elyon Mitachton. I will learn the upper story from the lower story. The upper story is Shomer Sachar. The lower story is Shoel. I will learn out Shomer Sachar from Shoel. Just like Shoel has a heter of Baal of Emo, so too Shomer Sachar has a heter of Baal of Emo. Okay? Now, Shomer Sachar is never chayiv in Shavur Umesa. He's never chayiv in Shavur Umesa. So what does the heter of Baal of Emo help? Therefore, Shomer Sachar, the heter of Baal Avimo, must be by Gneva Vaveda. What else could it be? And if that's true, then by a Shoel also, there's a Petur if Baal Avimo by Gneva Vaveda. It's still back and forth. We're gonna refine it a little better. We're up to like four lines before the lines get wide. You have it? Okay. Vakati Shoel mi Shomer Sachar lo gamar. But wait a minute, you still can't learn a Shoel from a Shomer Sachar. Why? The Ikal Mifrach at the following question. Mal Shomer Sachar Shekin Potter B'Shavur Mesa. Shomer Sachar is not Chayav in Shavur Mesa. Tomer B'Shoel Shechayav B'Shavur Mesa. Right? I already gave you the answer. Right? Shomer Sachar is not Chayav in Shavur Mesa. What are the Shomer Sachar learning out of a Shoel? Ella, here's the answer. Gneva Vaveda B'Shoel B'Chiyuva Minolan. How do you know that a Shomer Sachar, I'm sorry. How do you know that a Shoel is Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda? Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda. How do you know that a Shoel is Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda? We looked at it about 5 minutes ago. How do you know? It was a Kal V'Chomer from Shoel. I'm sorry. How do you know that a Shoel is Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda? Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda? Kal V'Chomer from Shomer Sachar. Says the Gemara, the Gemara mi Shomer Sachar. We learned it out of Shomer Sachar. Says the Gemara, Daya Lava Menadin Lios Kinidon. So whenever you learn something out of a Kal Vachomer, you can't be more machmer than the thing you're learning it out from. So just ma Shomer Sachar, ma Gneva Aveda Shomer Sachar. The Bailam Patur, when it comes to Gneva Aveda, by Shomer Sachar, the Baal's Patur, how do you know that? How do you even know that? We didn't answer that question yet. We're not going to answer it. The answer is, because we know they're all connected, the Vav is most of it's one big Torah, one big Parsha, and there has to be a Patur by Baal Avimo, by Shomer Sachar. When does that Patur kick in? It can't be by Shavur Mesa. There is no Chiyah by Shavur Mesa, by Shomer Sachar. The only thing left is Gneva Aveda. It's a default. Has to be. Once we say that, now what Shomer Sho'al was learned as Chiyuv from a Shomer Sachar, then the Patur is also going to be learned out from Shomer Sachar. Af Gneva Aveda Shol, not a Balan Patur. So too, to make a Shol Patur in Gneva Aveda, same business. Where's it learned out from? Shomer Sachar. Ha Nicha Demand Esle Dayo. That makes sense if you hold of Dayo. Elamand Esle Dayo, Michael and Neymar, or Rav Tarfon, the whole from Dayo. So according to Rav Tarfon, what's he going to say? Ella Amar Kra, his answer will be as follows. V'chi Yishal. The words V'chi Yishal, Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon, the Vav is Mosif on the previous Parsha, the Yilmad Elyon Mitachton V'tachton Mi'elyon. And he's going to learn it back and forth. What does that mean? He's going to learn Elyon Mitachton, right? That just like a Shoel has a Patur of Baal of Imo, so too a Shomer Sachar has a Patur of Baal of Imo. Right? Then, the Yilmod, the Tachton Me Elyon. That what? That a Shoel's Chayiv in Geneva Vaveda, and just like a Shomer Sachar is Patur in Geneva Vaveda, so too a Shoel is also going to be Patur in Geneva Vaveda. What's that Limud? So it's a Machlokas. That Limud is. It's a machlokas. Rashi says it's a hekesh. If you want to have a hekesh, you can't have kasha on a hekesh. Emi shivin ala hekesh. It's not a kal vachomer, because then I have a dial problem. It's a hekesh. Tosfos is a machlokas. The whole machlokas is what exactly the limit is. Suffice it to say we have a limit. Okay, next. Itmar. Okay, itmar. Pshia bebailim. What if there's a pshia and the baal's there? Right? What if I ask you, can I borrow your car? And you say, yeah, no problem. What do you need the car for? Oh, I have to go to the supermarket. Oh, you know what? Come along with me. So you're both in the car together. So yeah, go through the red light. Tell them, go through the red light. That's a total pshia. Right? And the baal's there. Now you're potter for that? Right? That's the Gemara's question.
Is it still by a Shoel?
Yeah, by a Shoel. Idmar, pshia b'vailim. So it's a machlokas. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. It's a machlokas. Chad amar chayev, v'chad amar potter. One says you're chayev, one says you are Potter. Asks the Ravid. The Rambam says that a shomer that's posheya is a mazik. If I'm a shomer and I'm posheya, I have the din of a mazik. Right? Right. So then, what? Then how can anyone hold that pshiyah v'bailam is potter? How can anyone hold that way? You're a mazik. If all pshi is a mazik, what kind of prayer is this? You're a mazik. Right? You hear the kasha? What? No, but the Rambam holds that way. Right? So if you're a mazik with the baal, you should certainly be chayiv. Right? Says the shach, you know why you're not chayiv? Because the only time that a shomer who is a pshia is a mazik, is if he's a shomer. If you're not a shomer and you're a pshia, you're not a chayev. If I'm walking down the street and I could potentially save your item and I don't save your item, I'm not chayev for that. I'm not the cause of your damage. Even if I'm a pshia, I'm not a shomer. It has nothing to do with your stuff. Yeah, I want to be a big tzaddik, I get to go sit. I'm chayev to do that. If you're Baal Avimo, you're not a shomer. Okay. Man da'am a chayev. Dorna holds pshia b'bailam is chayev. Why is that true? Kasavar, because he holds mikra nidrash lefanav v'lo lefnei fanav. Everything there are three parshas in the Torah. Shomachinam is first, then Shomer Sachar, then Shoel. Then it says three words. V'im sachir hu bob ischaro. And if he's a sachir, he's a renter, he comes with his rent. So no one knows what that means. So in machlokas, what the dinim of a sochir are. Again, parshan avon shomer chinam, shomer sachar, shoel. We already said that the dinim of shomer sachar and shoel are connected. We just mamash now just started your sogya. If you're pshia bebailam, are you chayiv or not? So it's a machlokas. Why is the one told you chayiv? Because we just already linked the parsha of shomer sachar and shoel. Do we now also link the parsha of shomer chinam? Says the Gemara. Says this man to Omar. No. Why not? There's no vav. Hilkach, therefore, im bail of emo, the pasuk that says im bail of emo you are potter, ashar machinam loksiv. It doesn't say that by shom machinam. Why? Because we're not linking them. So by shom machinam there is no heter of bail of emo. No such heter. Therefore, upshian nami b'shomer tzachu b'shoel loksiv. Also, it never says in the Torah that a shomer sachar or a shoel are chayiv and pshia. Never says that in the Torah. It only says it by a shomer chino. Okay? Hilkach. B'shomer sachar u b'shoel l'chiyav. So how do you know a shomer sachar and a shoel are chayiv and pshia? How do you know the chayiv and pshia? Doesn't say it in the Torah. The answer is, it's a kal v'chomer b'shomer chino. It's a kal v'chomer. If a shomer chino is chayiv and pshia, he's not chayiv anything else. That a shomer sachar and a shoel who are chayiv and other things are for sure chayiv and pshia. That's a rock solid kal v'chomer. Okay? But it's only on that of a kal v'chomer. Therefore, alba b'bailam liftor af b'shomer chinam, af b'shomer sachar b'shoel, lo. But the potter, a baal, a shomer sachar, or shoel, if the baal's there in a pshia, impossible to find such a heter. Why? My taima, why not? Because ki ksiv im baal of imo lo yishalim. When does it say in the Torah that there's such a heter of im baal of imo? A shoel v'ashomer sachar, ahanich yuv v'diksiv v'buhu behedya. Only words that are in the Torah b'feirish. What does it say b'feirish? Kneva v'aveda, mesa u'shvura. It doesn't say it by a pshia. Why not? Because there is no pshia in the Torah by a shomer sachar and a shoel. It's learned out of a kal v'chomer from shomer chinam. But for shomer chinam it doesn't say baal of imo. Why not? Because we're not linking them. Therefore, to say that a shoel or a shomer sachar should be puttered by a pshia b'bailim, we don't say that. Okay? There's no svarah. There's no svarah for that. It's not a svarah. It's learned out of psukim. The whole heter for baal of imo is very, we don't understand. Why should it be that you put it by Levimo? We don't have an answer for that. Right, well, yesterday Michael said there's four reasons. Four in the Rishonim, you're not a Shomer, you are a Shomer, it's a Mechila, all these things. There's no reason for it. So to extend it to Pshia, that we're not doing. Why? Because the only place in the Torah where it says Pshia is by a Shomer Chinam. That's very lovely. But we're not linking the Din of Shomer Chinam to the Din of Shoel. Now, Manda Amar Potter, the one who says you're Potter, why you Potter? Because you are going to link it. Kutsavar, he holds, Mikra Nidrashal Fanav, Vilufnei Fanav. The Pasuk is Darshan beforehand, to the Dinim of Shomer Sachar, and double beforehand, to the Parsha of Shomer Chinam. The Chiksiv in Baal of Imo. When does it say in Baal of Imo? Ashomer Chinam Namiksiv. Also by Ashomer Chinam. Therefore, even if this Pshia Bebailim with the Shomer Chinam, there is going to be the Shomer Chinam will be Potter. Okay? Now we're going to ask a question on that. Wait a minute, Tanan. It says in our Mishnah, Hashol es hapara, if somebody borrows a cow, Hashol b'vayla, and then he also borrows the owner, or ima, with together, or Hashol es hapara, or he borrows the cow, v'socher b'vayla ima, and he rents the owner, right? Or Shol b'vayla, he borrows the owner, oscharon, or he rents the owner, v'yachakach, and afterwards, Shol hapara, he borrows the para, umesa, and he dies. All these cases, and the animal dies, potter. In all these cases, there is a petur. V'ilu shomer chinam lo ketani. Doesn't say one word in our Mishnah about shomer chinam. Ul taimeich, and according to you, so the question is, the Mishnah doesn't say one word about shomer chinam. Doesn't say one word. Should have mentioned it, no? Should have mentioned it. Says the Gemara, ul taimeich, and according to you, shomer sachar miktani? Doesn't say shomer sachar either. And no one disputes the shomer sachar. There's a petur of baal of imo. No one disputes that. So the Gemara says, Ella, why are they left off the Mishnah? Tana, Milsa, Dixivi, Behedya, Ketani. Things that are only mentioned, Behedya, Beferish. The Isya, Midrasha, Lo Katani. Things that only are learned out of drushes, Like what? Like Shomer Sachar, according to everybody. And like Shomer Chinam, according to some. That's left out of the Mishnah. Okay? The Maariv Chayit asks, you know, it's so funny, because sometimes throughout Shas, you have this thing, what the Tanoim or the Amoraim learned out of drushes was so chaviv to them, that they made sure to mention it. And over here we're saying, well, since they learned out of drushes, we left it off the Mishnah. Well, how do you answer that? So the Maariv Chayit said, no. If we're gonna mention both, then they always put the drasha first. Because it was chashiv to them, it was chaviv to them, they spent time figuring it out, so they put it first. Doesn't say in the Torah, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Tzachar have a p'tur of Baal Avimo. We've all ordered out of drushes. There's a Vav Mosif, a Lufanov, Lufnefanov, it's all drushes. So if the Mishnah would have mentioned them, it would have mentioned them first. But if the Mishnah is only mentioning one thing, it's going to mention what's in the Torah. What's in the Torah? Only Shalom. Okay? That, you have to see if that works out. Whenever this issue comes up. Okay. Tashma, let's try again. There's a Braisa that says, a Tosefta that says, Sha'ela, if you borrow an animal, Vashal Baila'ima, and you also borrow the owner. Schara, you rent an animal, Vashara Baila'ima, you rent the owner too. Shala, you borrow, Vashara Baileha, or you rent the owner, Ima, together. Or, Schara, you rent it, Vashal Baila'ima, and then you borrow it. Afal Pi, Sha'bailam Osim Alacha B'makam Acher, even though the owner is doing work somewhere else. Umesa, and it dies. Potter. You're still Potter. Right? You're still Potter. Right. Why are you Potter? Because Baal Avimo. Savruha, we thought, Hamani, who's the author of this brisa? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who said, a socher, a renter, is Kishomer Sachar Dami. A renter is like a Shomer Sachar. And just like a Shomer Sachar has the patur of Baal Avimo, so too a socher. V'ha hai tana k'tani milsa de itzim midrasha. Why did this Tosefta go out of its way to learn the dinim of socher? Why? Because a socher has the same dinim as a shomer socher. The ilu shomachinam lo k'tani. Shomachinam is left off the list. Shomachinam is left off the list. So what do you see? Shomachinam, it's not true. Because here we found the case where the Tosefta is going out of its way to mention Socher, and still doesn't mention a Shomer Chinam. So you might just know you have it wrong. Hamani, who's the author of this Tosefta? Rameri, it's Rameir. Dharma, who says, Socher, Shomer Chinam, Dami. A Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. And therefore, Batana Shomer Chinam, who I didn't Shomer Sachar. I mentioned a Shomer Chinam already. If I mention a Shomer Chinam, I for sure mention Shomer Sachar, for sure included. Okay? Anybody say more, or I can give you a different answer. Kedemachlev Rabba Baravua. Like we changed it around yesterday, 2 days ago. Vitani, Socher, Ketan Mishalin. What does a Socher pay? Rameir Omer Kishomer Tzachar, Rabbi Huda Omer Kishomer Chinam. Okay? Now, Amar Ravnuna. Ravnuna makes a statement. La'olam, really? Hu Chayev? You are going to be Chayev. If you have the owner with you, he's still Chayev. Ad until Shetehe Parav Choreshba. Chamor u'mechamer achareha. The owner has to be with you from the moment you start using the animal, the moment you rent the animal to use it, va'ad until sheyehu bailam mishas she'ela ad shashivur u'mesa. The owner has to be there till it dies. Like we're going to have tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Let's track the dates already. You know, if you borrow an animal, and then you say, also, oh, by the way, can you give me a drink of water? So therefore, it's bail of emo. Therefore, you potter whatever happens 3 hours later. Some say, yeah. Why? Because Baal Avimo at the start. For Muna says none of that. It has to be Baal Avimo at the start, the whole time, and then when it dies. When you borrow it, and when the accident happens. Then there's a patur of Baal Avimo. We're going to say it's a tziyufta on him in a minute. That's his shita. We're going to say it's a tziyufta. Alma, what do you see he holds? Kosover he holds. Baal Avimo, akula milsa mashma. A Baal Avimo is on the whole thing. Not you're there for 2 minutes. The whole thing. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Masav Rava. Rava asked, we just said 5 seconds ago, a Tosefta, that said, Sheila, if you borrow an animal, Vashali, Baal Avimo, and you borrow the owner also, or Schara, you rent the animal, Vesacha, Baal Avimo, and you rent the owner also, Schara, you rent the animal, Vashal, Baal Avimo, and then you borrow the, sorry, you rent the owner, you rent the animal, Vashal, Baal Avimo, and then you rent the animal, Shala, you borrow the animal, Fasakha Baala Imo, then you rent the owner. All these cases, Afal Bisha Baila Mosam Malacha Bamakam Acher, even though the owner is somewhere else, Umeita and it dies, Potter. You're Potter. Rav Nuna, you just said you have to be there from Tchil of Yad Sof. Right? This Tosefta says the owner is somewhere else. He's asking me Tchil of Yad Sof. And what do you see? Still Potter. Rav Nuna, you're dead wrong. So Gemara says, no, my lab and Malacha Acheres. What does it mean? What does it mean another work? My lab malach acheres doesn't it mean? What does it mean? Makom acher? Doesn't it mean another job? He's working somewhere else. He's not with you, really. And yet the heter of Baal Avimo still kicks in. Rav Nuna, you said it doesn't. So the Gemara says. So Rav Nuna says, no, lo, but osa malacha. You're doing the same work. You're doing the same work. Then elamai makom acher. What does it mean? Makom acher. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, dekamirapi va'azel kama. What it means is that the owner, this owner, is ahead of the animal, and he's softening up the ground. The animal is right behind plowing, and the owner's walking ahead, softening the earth. That's considered a different malacha. Is he still there? Of course he's there. Is it Baal Avimo? Of course! He's just a little ahead. He's not in another town. He's not in another field. He's mamash right there. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'hamid the Seifa, that's the Seifa of this Tosefta. V'hamid the Seifa, Ol Gaba, the Seifa is, he's right there. That's this case. He's right there. Havi Resha b'malacha acheres. So the Resha must be talking about a malacha acheres. Dikatani Seifa, because the Seifa says, what does Seifa say? Shala, you borrow the animal. V'yachakach shal baila, then you borrow the owner. Or schara, you rent the animal. V'yachakach schara baila, then you rent the owner. Ima, together with it. Afal pisha b'alam choshur and al-gaba, even though the owner's right there. Umesa, and the animal dies, chayiv. You are chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because it didn't come v'asachas. Right? So it's a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, Rav Hamnuna, to get out of his problem, he explained the resha, what really is the seifa. That's what he really did. So basically, he's stuck. He said that the owner has to be there, mitchila v'yad sof. The Tosefta says, not true. He's a makom acheres, and still potter. Rav Nuna said, no, that means he's just doing ahead. That's the Sefer. And the Sefer said, yechayv. So Rav Nuna, we can't figure you out. So the Gemara says, Amri, as follows. Resha v'sefer ba'osa malacha. Really, the Resha and the Sefer are talking about he's doing the same job with you. V'resha ribusa kamashmalan, v'sefer ribusa kamashmalan. Each one's a chiddush. Resha Rebusa Kamash Malon, the Resha is telling me a Chiddush, Da'af Al Gav, Delav, Ol Gaba, even though he's not right on top of the animal, Ela Ba'osa Malacha, but he's involved in the same Malacha, Kivin Da'avi Ba'alam B'Shas She'ela Potter. Since you were there at the time of the borrowing, the owner is, the renter is, the borrower is, Potter. The Seif Rebusa Kamash Malon, the Seif is teaching me another Chiddush. Af Al Gav, Da'ol Gaba, even though he's right there on top of the animal, but he wasn't there when you borrowed the animal. You borrowed the animal first, then you woke up and said, oh, I need the owner for help too. You called him back, then you're going to be chayiv. That's the explanation of the Resha and the Seifa. And therefore, Rav Nuna is not stuck. Says the Gemara, problem. Hai mai. What's going on here? If the Resha is talking about another job, and the Seifa is talking about the same job, hainu rebusa. That's a good chiddush. Ela iamid resha v'seifa ba'osa malacha. But if they're both doing the same job, my ribusa, what's the chiddush? Idi v'idi malosa b'osa malacha havi. They're both doing the same job. V'od also, Tanya, we have a bright Tanya, mimashma shenemar in Baal of Imo. Lo yishalem. It says in the Torah, if the owner's there, you don't have to pay. Ain't he a deya? Don't I know that the very, that in Baal of Ein Imo, if the Baal's not there, shalem yishalem, you do have to pay? Torah says it both ways. If the owner's there, you don't have to pay. And if the owner's not there, you do have to pay. Why do you have to say it twice? Why do you have to say the positive and the negative? Why? Elamatam Lomar Bail of Ain Emo. Why does Torah have to tell you that? If the owner's not there, then you have to pay. Lomar Lachana tell you, Ha'ima B'shash She'ila, that if he's with you at the moment of the borrowing, Ain Tzarech L'Yazima B'shash Shavur O'Mesa. He doesn't have to be there when the accident happens. You don't need to get on top of you from beginning to end. Rav Nuna said you do. Hayimo b'shashivuru mesa. But if he was with him from the moment of the accident, tzarich liyazimo b'shasha ila. He had to have been there the whole time. That's fine. We'll see that in a minute. Abayin Rava. V'tanya idach. Another brisa says, mimash v'shinemar b'ayil of eim ino. Shalim yishalim. Since the Torah says, if the owner is not there, you have to pay. Any idea, don't I know? Shem b'ayil of imo, that if the owner is there, lo yishalim, you don't have to pay. Don't I know that? It's obvious. Elamat talmud lomar b'ayil of imo. Why do you have to say that? Lomalacha, to tell you, shekivan sheyatza mirishutz mashil sha achas b'baylim umesa pater. Once the owner is together with the animal and the borrower at the moment of the loan, even if the owner leaves an hour later, pater. Why? That's called b'ayil of imo. What's the reason for that? We don't know. That's the halacha. That's what Torah says. Rav Nuna, you said they have to be there. The guy has to be there the whole time. Tiyofta, the Rav Nuna tiyofta. The Rav Nuna is dead wrong. The owner does not have to be, like we said, we'll see it tomorrow. You borrow the animal and you say to the owner, by the way, can I have a glass of water? Sure, no problem. He does work for you at the moment of the loan. That's it, he's chayv. The owner, the shul's putter. I took the animal to the other town. Who did it for 6 months? Doesn't make a difference. He was doing work for him at the time of the loan. We're going to see. But the Gemara says, if the guy has any brains, he'll say, first I'll give you the animal, then I'll give you the water. So I gave you the animal already. The shul is over. Now I'm doing you a mitzvah. I'm giving you chesed. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Okay. Abaya savala kravoshia, umetari it's like right kravoshia. Abaya is going to hold like kravoshia, and he's going to explain the psukim like kravoshia. Rava savala kravyochanan, yonathan, umetari it's like right kravyonathan. Rava is going to hold like kravyonathan, and he's going to explain the psukim like kravyonathan. Who on earth are these people, kravoshia and kravyonathan? From yesterday. Everyone knows from yesterday, you remember, no? Yesterday we had a machlokes that it says in the Torah. What does it say? It says Asher Yekalel Es Aviv Yes Imo. In order to be chayev, you have to curse both. So in theory, says Reb Roshi, yeah, Avos have to curse both. But it's a special limud that you only have to curse one of them or the other. Says Reb Yonathan, no, you don't need extra limudim. Only have to curse either one. So now, according to Reb Yoshia, that really, whenever there's a word like or, it's really inclusive. You have to do both actions. Not one or the other, both actions. And Rabbi Yonatan says, no, one or the other. Abaya holds at the first pshita, Rava holds at the second pshita, that when it says in the Torah, v'chiyishal ish re'in re'ehu, v'nishvar omeis, that has to break and die? One's not enough? So Abaya says, yeah, one's not enough. Just like Rabbi Yoshi says, one's not enough by cursing. The only reason why you don't have to curse both is a special limud. We don't have that limud here. And Rava says, absolutely not, one's enough. We're going to get to the same result that how long does the owner have to be with the borrower? To how long? From beginning to end, we said, for sure not. That's for sure not. No one holds like that. But from Buddha held like that, we siyufta on him. What about if he's only there for the borrowing? What if he's only there for the accident? He wasn't there when you borrowed it. Then, three days later, you call him up, I need your help, can you come help me for a few minutes? Sure, I'll be right there. He shows up, and then the animal dies. Or gets a broken leg. Is he chayiv? Is there a patur of b'ayil of imo? He was there when it happened. So here we go. Abaya savlo kriv yoshia, umatar it's likra kriv yoshia. B'ayil of ain imo, if the ba'al's not there, shalim yishalim. You have to pay. Taima, delesa b'tarvayu. The reason is because he wasn't there by both. What's both? The she'ela and the accident. He wasn't there by both. Ha isya b'chada v'lesa b'chada. Had he been there for one and not for the other, pater. He'd be pater. He'd be pater. Why? Because the Baal has to be there for both. I v'aksiv in b'ayil of imo v'lo yishalim. But it says if the owner is not there, you do have to pay. Taima the isya b'tarvayu. That's because by both. The time of the isir b'tavayu, ha'i isir b'chada, v'lesir b'chada. If he was only there by one and not by the other, mechayev, you'd be chayev. How do you reconcile that? Lo malach, to tell you, ha'yimo b'shas she'ela. If you're there at the time of the loan, lo eino tzarech liyazimo b'shas shavuru meisa. You don't have to be there for the accident. Ha'yimo b'shas shavuru meisa. But if you're there for the accident, then tzarech liyazimo b'shas she'ela. You had to have been there for the time of the loan. Being there at the time of the accident, 3 days later, not enough. Can you be there just for the loan? Yes. That's how Abaya learns these psukim. It's the same answer. The Braita said the same thing. Abaya is just explaining, I hold like Rabbi Yoshia, so that's how I reconcile it. Rava, Savalok Rabbi Yonasan. Rava holds like Rabbi Yonasan, Umatarit's Krok Rabbi Yonasan. And he holds, therefore, like Rabbi Yonasan. The Tani, it says in the Torah, in Baal of Imo, if the owner's there, lo yishalim, you don't have to pay. Mi mashma, that implies, the isi betavayu. It's mashma, he's there by both. What both? By the loan and the accident. Umashma nami, the chi isi bechadav, lo isi bechadav, potter. Even if it's only there for one. I vaksiv Baal of ein Imo shalim yishalim. But then it says, if the owner's not there, you have to pay. It says it twice. Mashma, the lesser betavayu. It's mashma, if you're not there for both. Umashma nami dechiyisi bechad devlesi bechad dechayiv. It's also mashma, if you're only there for one, you're going to be chayiv. How do you reconcile that? Lo amochad to tell you. Im hayim abashas she'ela, if he's there at the time of the loan, ein tzarech liyotzim abashas shvuru meisa. You don't have to be there for anything else, for the accident. Hayim abashas shvuru meisa, but if you're only there for the accident, tzarech liyotzim abashas she'ela, you have to be there for everything. They both agree. They both agree. The only question is, how do they get there? They're learning out of the psukim. They both agree. What's the bottom line? Yeah, it could be. It's enough if you're there. It's enough to make the shul putter if he's there at the time of the loan. If he's only there at the time of the accident, it's not going to be good enough. Then he has to be there from beginning to end. So the Gemara says, Eipachana. Why are you making that rule? Maybe the other way around. Maybe he only has to be there for the time of the accident. Maybe. Why is the time of the loan the deciding factor? Why? So Gemara says, "No, Mestabra Sheila Difa. It's the time of the loan's better. Why? We show him the Kamaisi Lola Rishuse, because that's when the switched possession. That's when the borrower took possession of it. That makes sense." So Gemara says, "Adrav, just the opposite. Shavu Meisa Difa. The time of the accident's better. Why? She can Chayev owns it. That's when the Chayev kicked in. I'm not Chayev before an accident happens." So the Gemara says, "No, Elo Sheila. If there wouldn't have been a loan, Shavu Meisa my oven, you wouldn't have been Chayev for a loan for an accident only because you took the loan." So Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? Vila shru mesa, shela my oven. And if there wouldn't have been an accident, there's no harm in the loan. So Gemara says, fila haki shela difa. No, the loan's better. The start of the loan's the better time. Why? Shekin chayev b'mizona seha. That's when you have to support it. That's when you have to feed it. Okay? Therefore, that's a better time. Rashi says, the pasuk even alludes to it. Amar kra, the pasuk says, chiyishal me'ish me'imri ehu. It says, if you're going to borrow me'imri ehu. V'lo re'ehu imo. And the owner's not even there, their friend. Shalim b'shalim, you have to pay. Har re'ehu imo. If the friend's there, then potter. Then you're going to be potter. So even the potter itself alludes to that. But the owner has to be there. So Gemara says, ihachi, b'ayla v'imino, v'ayla v'imo lamali. So then why do we need the next tukim? If the owner's not there, if the owner's there. So what he alluded to. So the Gemara says, no, ilav hanach, if not for that, havim out of thought, ha'orched dekrohu. The Torah sometimes just speaks, derech lashem b'adam, it would not have been used for a limud. Therefore I needed to say those all those times. And the limit's still there. Okay, now from here to the bottom of the page, the Gemara is going to ask like 15 questions, not going to answer a single one of them. So we know there's a p'tur of Baal of Imo, right? What if, boy, runner bar chama, listen to this, she'elo l'rava mahu, what if you borrow an animal to do a aver with the animal? You're going to have relations with the animal. That's why you borrow the animal. Okay? That's why you borrow the animal. Rashi says, the question is, Mahu, are you chayiv and onsen or not? Are you chayiv and onsen? If you borrow an animal, you're chayiv and onsen. Even if you borrow it for this purpose, you're still chayiv and onsen? You borrowed it for this purpose? You didn't even borrow it to use it. Not in the normal way, anyway. Are you chayiv and onsen? The Rambam, every other region argues on what? I'm sorry? Yeah, but maybe it's a very good point. And every other Rishon argues on Rashi, and they all ask the question. No, the question is there a patur of Baal of Imo? You borrowed it to do this aveira, and the Baal's there. And so that now is there a patur of the Baal being there? That's what everyone else says. Rashi is very difficult. Why should it be? Why should it be different? Oh, if the Baal's there, we have some heter. We don't understand that heter. So does the heter apply when you're borrowing it for not normal reason? That's the Gemara's question. Kiddush shayli inchi beinon. Do you need to be a borrowing of normal people? Ulahachi lo shayli inchi. That's not a normal reason. O dilma tayim amai. What's the reason why you're chayiv? Mishum hana. V'hainami ha isle hana. You're getting benefit out of the animal. So what's the difference? What the benefit is? If it's a normal benefit or an abnormal or even an avera. Shal liros ba mahu. What if you borrow an animal because you want to look rich? I'm only borrowing the animal because people should think I'm rich. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to look at it. Just people should think I have possessions. But there are people like that in the world. right? Sad people. So that's why you borrowed it. So mamona beinon, is it monetarily worth something? Yeah, but yeah. Odil mamona it is behana mine beinon veleka, has to be a monetary value that you get hana out of. You don't get hana out of this. That's called, that's not a hana. It's intangible. It's an intangible hana. So therefore, it's intangible. Would you be chayiv? Again, same question. Are you chayiv and own sin, or is the patur of Baal Avimo kick in? That's what that's other. It is?
Yeah.
Marry me so that people should think you.
No, you give me a present, you go to a new question and say, if I give you a present, you accept it.
Right, because of the fact that you're giving, that you have a shaykhus. Okay. Shaila lasas ba pachas mi pruta. If you borrow it to do less than a pruta, ma, what's the din? Ma'ona mamina be'ika. It's money. O dilma, kal pachas mi pruta la klomi. It's less than a pruta, it's nothing. Shal shtei paros, you borrow two animals. Lasos behem pruta, to do a pruta, it's a pruta's worth of work. Maho, what's the din? Me, I'm going to do, we say, zilbasa shalom ashal. You go by the lending and the borrowing, be'ikah, you have a pruta here. O dilma, zilbasa paros, you go after each animal. V'kal chada v'chada leka mamona. And there's no money, there's no, each animal less than a pruta. Right? Shalom mishutfin, you borrow from two partners, two guys own one animal, and you borrow the animal. Then v'nishal lo'echad mehen. Then you ask one of the partners to come help you be with you. Nah, what's the din? Kulo b'ba'ala be'inon v'aleka. You don't have both ba'alim there. So is that ba'al v'imo? O dilma or maybe. Mahu ba'al v'didei me'am iftar. But one of them's there. That guy should be potter. He should be half potter. Okay, we don't have time to go into this. The whole machloket here, Rav Tosfos. The Rishash has a tzorchin. We don't have time. Shutvin sheshalu. What if two partners borrow the animal? V'nishal la'achad mehen, and then one of them asks the owner to come. Ma, what's the din? Kulo shal b'inan v'leka. Both borrowers didn't ask the owner to come. O dilmor, maybe, but who paled the shalom yeh miftar? Half did. Right, one of them did. Shal me'isha, you borrow something from a woman. V'nishal b'ayla, and you ask the husband to come help you. So now we're getting into right, husband and wife, what's the connection? Is that enough? Or, isha shishala, the woman borrows something. Vinishal Baila. And then she asked the husband. Should she ask the husband? I'm sorry. Isha Shishala.
A woman borrowed.
No, I'm sorry.
Lent to the husband. Then.
What?
Isha Shishala, the woman borrowed.
Right.
Vinishal Baila. And the husband. Yeah, right.
And then the husband what?
Lent to the husband. The owner borrowed.
So Ma, what's it in? Again, Kinyan Peretz, Kinyan Guftami, Olo. Does the owner own, does the husband own those payros? He owns the rights to the payros. Nichse maluk. He owns the rights to the payros. Does he own the payros? Amalei, Ravina Ravashi, Hamal Shlucho. If someone says to his servant, to his shliach, Tevi Hishali imparasi, go lend my cow to so and so, and you go also. Now, what's the din? Bail of Mamish be'in and Veleka? Does the guy have to be there? O Dilma, Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, Vika. Amalei Ravacha, Bred Ravina Ravashi, Bail, Pluksa der Biochan of Rishlakish, Shliach Pluksa der Bionis and Verbiosia. The Baal and the Shech will answer. Baal Pluksa der Biochan and Rishlakish to Itmar, Hamachas of Lechaver will pay rows. If somebody sells his field to his friend, he doesn't sell the field. He just sells the rights to the pay rows, which is the exact same thing as a husband, having the rights to the pay rows. Rabbiochan and Amar, maybe the Korin. Rabbiochan says, you bring the Kurim and you also say the Psukim. Rishlakish Amar, maybe the Ain of Korin. You bring the Kurim, but you don't say the Psukim. Why? Because you don't own it. So that whatever that machlokas is over there, same machlokas by the husband. Same machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, maybe the kore, kinyan peres, kinyan aguf dami. You own it. For shlokas amar, maybe the ain't no kore, you bring the mekum, but you can't make the psukim. Why? Because kinyan peres, lab kinyan aguf dami. One more minute. Shliach, plugs into Rabbi Yonos and Rabbi Yoshia. Same thing by Shliach. The Tanya, hong lapachapas. A guy says to a guy, a husband says to an apachapas, call the darb, shetahe ish din yoderes, mikan, viacha of a makam ploni, every nether my wife makes. From now till I return, hufferla. I want you to be made for it. Vi hufferla, and he's made for it. Yachal, I would think you move for it. I would think it's good. Talmud Lamar, Ishi Kimena Vishi Firmeno. Div Rabbi Yoshia. No, only the husband could do it. Not a shliach. Rabbi Yonas and Amar, Matinu, Bechal Makam, Shishu Shalom Kamoso. What do you mean? Why can't the other guy do it? He's a shliach of the husband. Amar Le Rav Ilish Le Rava, Hamal Avdo, someone says to his servant, Tei Vahishal and Parasi Mahu. What if someone says, go borrow my cow and you go also? So Tibal Mandam Shuchan Kamoso, Tibal Mandama Shuchan and Kamoso. Tibal Mandam Shuchan Kamoso, Hani Mili, when do we say Shuchan Kamoso? Hani Mili Shlech Dvar Mitzvah. Abel Ebed La Bar Mitzvah, and Ebed Ad Bar Mitzvah. Lo, so we don't say it. Odilma, Afil Mandam Ain't Shuchan Kamoso, Hani Mili Shlech. Abel Ebed Yad Ebed Kiyad Rabba Dami. He's like you, he's an extension of you. Therefore it would work. Amalei, Mistabra, Yad Ebed, Kiyad Rabba Dami. Mistam, it would work because it is an extension of you. So just like you're Baal Avimo, so to the Ebed. Okay. And we're late, but we finished the, we did a daf and a half, and Amir Tz Hashem, everyone should have an easy fast, and tomorrow, not tomorrow, we'll learn, and Friday we'll catch up.